Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and blessings, blessings and greetings, blessed souls. This is Don Zizikuman, and we're live from Kessel Crown Heights, Brooklyn, New York. It happens to be today, the second day of Chodesh Harachamim Elul, and it's 5,770 years blazing and grazing into the creation. You know, blessed souls, I'm really getting to love these blessings provided for us by Block Talk Radio, this family here, that group of people who really provided a great blessing for more blessed souls like all of us to vibe and then verbally scribe out into the internet and hopefully penetrating the hearts in each and every one of us. So my hakaras hatov, my appreciation for Block Talk Radio for allowing me to do this. It also today happens to be Blessed Souls, the day corresponding on the English calendar date of August 12th, 2010. This is now part three of us talking and vibing out on Egirat HaRambam, the teaching of the great sage, Rabbi Moshe ben Nachman, lived over 800 years ago. But before I get into that, I want to share with you something, Blessed Souls, which I pluck out, which is not really originally found in this book, but actually from a more ancient source, Tractate Soda 10b, and Rashi commentary, commenting on this, and also the Midrash Rabbah, which is the Midrash. Maybe some of you heard of it, and if you've not, you should try to check out the Midrash. The Midrash is part of the Oral Torah tradition of Israel, on the book of Genesis, chapter 24. And by the way, I would hardly recommend everyone check out The Divine Code by Rabbi Moshe Weiner of Jerusalem, which you can order online at www.asknoah.com, another great book to check out, blessed souls, because we're all blessed. Check out Genesis 9:1. From Rav Yitzhak Ginsburg, Kabbalah Meditations for the Nations. You can learn more about that by going to www.inner.org. Another website I'd like to recommend all to you, blessed souls, is by Rabbi Yossi Markel, www.thewellsprings.org, where you can learn about authentic Hebrew Israelite meditation, soulful revelations. So, blessed souls, in this teaching from the Tractate, Talmud, Tractate Sota, and Midrash, and from the Chumash, the Torah, in chapter 21, verse 33, it is written that Abraham planted an Esh, which is a tree in Be'er Sheva, which is in the south of Israel today. Not a mythological place that once existed and disappeared. No, we know where Be'er Sheva is today. It's in the south of Israel. And there, where Abraham planted an Esh in Be'er Sheva, and there he proclaimed the name of the Most High, the God of the universe. So Reish Lachish, commenting on that, said that, don't read as it says that he proclaimed, but rather as he caused to call out. This teaches us that our forefather, Avraham Avinu, Avraham Goyim, Father of many nations spiritually, cause the name of the Most High to be blessed, to be called by the mouth of every passerby. How is that so? Well, Avram had a tent there, and wayfarers would come and pass by and drink, and they would stand up to bless Abraham. And he would say to them, was it then of my food that you ate? No, you ate of the food from the Most High, the Creator of the universe. Rather, you should thank, praise, and bless He who spoke and caused the universe to come into being. And they would say, well, sir, Adonai, what would we say? He would say, quote, blessed is the God of the universe whose bounty we have eaten, unquote. So Abraham told all people to recognize and call in the name of the Most High, God of the universe. So let's now transition over to this teaching by the Ramban. We learned in the second portion of this series in Soul class. Soul, again, Blessed Soul is referring to what I consider to be an interesting acronym created by Yitzhak Beton, Isaac Beton, a singer and songwriter and the president of the Sephardic Shul located at 1433 President Street. Well, if you are a Hebrew Israelite, you're welcome to join him. Join us in prayers. 9:30 every Shabbat morning in Kesa Crown Heights, Brooklyn, New York. And Soul, being an acronym for S, 7-0, original or oldest, U, universal, L, laws. So the Ramban just explained to his son in the portion we read, where we concluded last night, Blessed Souls, that yes, the Shekhinah, the divine presence, can rest upon a person with the correct amounts of humility and meekness and fear before the Most High and wariness of sin, of doing the wrong thing. And you can go back to class 2 to learn more about that, Blessed Souls. But let's go further now. The Rambam continues. First, I'll be reading in Hebrew, and then we'll be translating into English. Okay. B'chol dvarecha u'masecha u'machshavotecha u'b'chol et chashuv b'libcha kilu ata omed lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu u'shechinato alecha. So, with all of your words, Blessed Souls, with all of your actions, with all of your thoughts, at all times, picture in your heart that you are standing in the presence of none other than the Holy One, Blessed be He, the Most High, the Ein Sof Baruch Hu. Infinite Creator may be blessed that His Shekhinah should rest upon you. Ki kvodo mele olam dvar chayu ve'ema ve'yira ki eved lifnei rabo ve'tit bayesh mikol adam. Im yokra acha ish al ta'aneno b'koram dak b'nachat ka'omed lifnei rabo. So we know indeed, Blessed Souls, the Rambam continues, the Ramban, excuse me, of Moshe ben Nachman, the glory of the Most High fills the universe. Speak with reverence and awe, like a servant who stands in the presence of his master, alluding to when you pray before the Most High. Speak out your supplications to Him, but with other people, act with restraint in the company of others. If one should call out to you, do not answer with a loud voice, but respond gently, in low tones, as one who stands before his mentor. It's an amazing teaching, Blessed Soul, because in a sense, the Ramban is hinting to us that how we interact with other people is not that we're coming with a superiority complex, and therefore they are inferior, but in a sense to suckle from the type of consciousness as one would tap into when one is addressing one's beloved mother and father. Because, you know, so sometimes a mother and father are going in the right path, and sometimes the child is going in the wrong path. Sometimes the parents are not going in the right path, and the child sees that the parents are not going in the right path and chooses to go in the right path. So how does the child act? The child must ask respectfully. And if there's no mutual respect from parent to child, at the same time there is respect from child to parent, then sometimes the child must make the painful but yet wise decision to step back a bit and to limit the conversations and communications until the parents will learn via the decrease in interactions between child and parent that perhaps there's something wrong. And when the parent addresses the child must be, not say, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, but rather, isn't there another way? Now in Torah, the obligations of respecting one's parents is in a manner that one doesn't rebuke one's parents, one doesn't yell at one's parents, but rather point out a source in Torah. Isn't it written so and so in such a place? Now that requires a person to be quite scholarly. So the Ramban seems to be telling us a way in serving Hashem that, in fact, one can do this, but just be gentle. Speak gently. Continuing, V'have zahir likrot v'torah tamid asher tucha l'kaima v'asher tokum min ha-sefer t'chapes ba'asher l'mata im yesh bo davar asher tucha l'kaima ut fash fesh b'masech b'boker b'erev v'zeh yul b'koyim y'mecha v'tshuva. Take care to study Torah diligently, blessed souls, as the Rambam continues. Ramban. So you will be able to fulfill its commands, its instructions. When you rise from study, ponder, meditate carefully what you have learned, and see what there is in it which you can put into practice. Review your actions every morning and evening, and this way live all your days in a state of repentance, which the world will call, but in Torah we will call it tshuva, state of returning, getting closer to the Most High. Blessed souls, I'd like to end off with another song. I think we'll make it a little more spicy if we add a little music to the wisdom of the Torah according to the Ramban. So Dr. Goodman, signing off, wishing everyone a blessed day. Comments, questions, concerns are always welcome. You can reach me at Dunmatok, Dunmatook. Everything's okay because we are Ahbahavachad, one of Gorilachad, one that's Lukulano, Pedarchinom, Darki Shalom, in a pleasant and peaceful manner, Ba'ofen Nitzchi, in an eternal way, in Birchat Hashem, with the blessings of the Creator. Take care, everyone, Lahamshik, to be continued.
Just one more dawn, just one.